following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
We're going to turn to the Word and Jonathan Trask, who is coming over here right now on his way.
I got one shout out over there. Woohoo! Thanks, Shannon. How are you guys doing tonight? Good. Can I just acknowledge for a second that Jeff said, hey, maybe Thunderstorm will continue to sing and we just won't speak, and everybody cheered. I was like, oh, great. Now I got to go up and I got to speak. So hopefully you guys get just as much from the teaching of the Word as we do from hearing the incredible and beautiful voice of our artist tonight. This microphone is moving a lot. All right, well, tonight I get the privilege of coming to you or reading to you out of Psalms chapter 8, and just a beautiful chapter that we look at, King David writing here, really expressing his heart. This is such a simple psalm, but as you read it, it's something that I'd say it's a big thing in a really small package. Now, if you don't know me, I here at the church, I'm the family ministry director. I spend a lot of time with the children in the back. And I actually just was with the kids for the last like 20, 30 minutes hanging out with them. And if you've never really spent some time in kids ministry, I would invite you to come and spend some time, because it is an incredibly sweet place to be. And it's a place where you really get to see the simplicity of the Word really impact the heart of a child. And so do it. Be a part of it. Join in to the fun and the sweetness of what it is just to be with children. I bring that up because tonight in this psalm, we're actually going to be talking a little bit about children. Will you pray with me as we begin? Let's go ahead. Father God, I thank you so much for tonight. I thank you for everybody who's shown up, who's here, who's taking just some moments out of their day. I pray that over the next few minutes, as we just simply read your Word and apply it to our heart, Father, that it will sink in deep, that it will get in there, and it will do the work that it needs to do. Father, may we not forsake your Word, and may we continue to return to it all the days of our life. In your name, amen. All right, so if you have your Bibles or your phone, turn with me to Psalm chapter 8. It says this, starting off in verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glories above the heavens. Pause for a second. I love it when we do the resonance outside out here as we're looking around, even though there's some cars driving by, and I know those can be distracting, but as we look around and we're not inside the building, right? We're in the cathedral of God out here as we look up and we see the heavens literally above our head. And we look around and we see the elements, the sun, and we see the clouds. And if we take some time, which I know can be rare these days, to just pause and to reflect and actually think about the grandeur of what surrounds us, we maybe can have a connection to what David was writing right here, where he says, the glory of the heavens, the grandness of what they are. You have set your glory, your power, who you are, above all that we can see and all that we can comprehend. And then he contrasts it with this. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your foe to still the enemy and the avenger. Do you see the contrast that David draws right there? He says, the grandness of who you are, of all you've created, all in the heavens, your glory is above all of that. And then he draws this contrast. But yet, it is out of the mouth of a babe and an infant that you silence your foe and the avenger. I brought with me a little picture tonight as I was pulling it off the board in our children's ministry. And thinking, you know, have you ever had that time, if you have a grandchild or you have a kid, where maybe you're just having a really hard day and you're going through something really difficult at work, maybe a personal relationship with somebody that's just, it's just not working out well, right? Something's wrong there. But then you come across like a child who speaks like a word of truth to you in a simple way. You know, I saw this picture a little while ago, and it might be kind of hard for everybody to see, but it was thinking about like teaching the kid, what does it mean to follow Jesus? What does it mean to follow God? What does it mean to be a Christian? What's it mean to have a heart for the Lord and all these salvation and saving of our souls? And I saw this picture, and it's one word and one simple little picture here. And it says this, it's a heart, and it says light. Simply that. To have the light of the Lord dwell inside your heart. To silence the enemy, to silence the adversary, to silence those that want to come against the gospel, the good news of Jesus, the good news of God, of who he is. Those that want to profess their wisdom and all of their understanding of their intelligence and their pride. God sometimes gives us little moments like this and say, just remember this. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you silence the enemy. Do you have light inside your heart? Not just in the things that you do. Not the daily activities that you go about. Not the title that you have at a job. Not your accomplishments. Not your bank account. Not the type of car that you drive. That's not what life is about. Simply about this. Do you have light inside your heart? Kind of silences people right away, if they're willing to pause and reflect on that. The grandeur of God, the glory of who he is, who's created all the heavens, all the universe, all that exists, in all of its majesty, comes down to one simple little package. What's going on the inside of you? David continues on in Psalm 8. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the grandeur is what he's talking about again. The moon and the stars, which you have set in place, which, by the way, I don't know if you guys have ever looked up the, you know, when an eclipse happens, we had one a few years ago and the moon moves right in front of the sun at an exact, like, it fits exactly where the sun is at, right? The moon is exactly like it's 400 times smaller than the earth, but it's like 400, you know, times further away, and it lines up with the sun exactly, and they overlap each other so that we can get this beautiful glow when we look at the sun when that happens. Signs in the heavens that point to the complete dialing in of the universe, of saying, hey, I got a message for my creation. It's too perfect. I'm here for you. The moon and the stars, which you have set in place. What is man? Who are we? We're just these little grains of sand, as God would tell Abraham in the Old Testament. You know what? You're going to have all these children. You're going to have so many children out there. They're going to be like all the grains of sand that are across the earth or all the stars in the sky. These little nothings, these little specks, this little bag of bones, this flesh, this thing that walks around that all too often we're just kind of about ourselves. What are we that you even care for us? Who am I, God? There's over 7 billion people on this planet. Who am I amongst that? Why do you even care for me? Yet, you have made him just a little bit lower than heavenly beings. And this is the big one right here. The beginning of Psalm 8, it says this, that you have set your glory above the heavens. David then capstones this little poem with this phrase right here. You have crowned him, us, with glory and honor. And you have given man dominion over all the works of your hands. And you have put all things under his feet. Big things in small packages. You know, as David's reflecting on the grandeur of God, and he's saying even infants can sing your praises as to who you are. As we pause and we look at that psalm, it should kind of cause us to pause and reflect a little bit on life. It causes us to think a little bit about, wow, how am I walking today? Do I walk humbly before the God that's created all the universe? Or am I so captivated with myself today? Am I so captivated with who I am and my desires and what I need? Do I have the heart of David? Do I have a heart that's filled with light? Do I reflect on the grandeur of God? And can I even really comprehend and realize that through his Spirit, that the grandeur of who he is considers me to be a vessel that he wants to live inside. It's pretty powerful if we think about it. Big messages in small packages. That's exactly what we are, every single one of us. Each and every single one of us has the capability, has the ability to shine the light of God to our neighbors, but only when we have the light of God shining deep inside of us first. David definitely had that. He's a man that you look through and he just constantly wrote songs and poetry, always trying to talk about who God is and what God is doing deep inside of his heart. Do you have that inside your heart? Tonight, and throughout all of the course of summer, we want to make sure that we kind of always point back to the gospel. We always give an invitation, a time for those to respond to who God is, to respond to his knowledge, to respond to who he is. And if there is maybe something that is within you where you need to respond to God and you say, God, I need to open up a little bit more to who you are. Maybe you're hearing a message tonight. God's kind of knocking on your heart a little bit and saying, yeah, you know what? There's something there. There's something that we need to talk about. It's important that we understand the full knowledge of who God is, as David would lay out, that God is the creator of all of the heavens. He's creator of all realities, all things spiritual and physical. That God is perfect in his very essence in who he is in all of his glory. And mankind, me and you, each and every single one of us, none of us are perfect. Not one of us is perfect. All of us have been born into sin. We all have done things that we are not proud of, that we are ashamed of. For some of us, there are some things that we've maybe done today. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but there's probably some things that we've done today that we're not proud of. Well, the good news is this. Is that the glory of who God is, the God that everybody has been searching for, has made himself known in the person of Jesus. The glory of the knowledge of God has been made known to us in who Jesus Christ is. And it's simple. If you want to know God, you just need to look at Christ. You need to look at Jesus. And as you look at Jesus, you get to know God. And the good news is that God, who's filled with all glory, made himself known in Jesus, took all of the things that we have done wrong away from each and every single one of us when we open up our heart and we confess those things to him. And when we do that, he promises that he will fill us with his Spirit. Now, many of us, if you're here tonight and you've been attending Refuge for a while, you know that message. That's the gospel. You open up your mouth, you confess your sins. You say, God, I need you in my life. I need you in my heart. I need to respond to you. I want to walk right within your light. I want my heart to be filled with who you are. We know that. But there's some, and maybe many, who have made that confession and that profession of faith maybe many years ago. But God isn't done forming you and making you. And you know that there's still areas within your own heart that there's some work to be done, that there's some areas that maybe you haven't allowed him to seep into fully all the way. Sure, God, you can live here, but there's this closed off space. There's this area I don't want you to enter. I don't want you to enter into this space because it's going to be too hard for me to deal with that reality if I confess that thing. If I walk closer with you, it's going to hurt more. And yes, it will. But it's going to be so good afterwards. Tonight, as I close, I want to just extend an invitation out there to you. You know, the whole Bible is very simple. The message that God wants us to know as we look around at his creation, he's put it all around us. We know there's a God that's greater than all of us. Not one of us is perfect. He's the only one that's perfect. He doesn't just want you to say, God, I need you in my life so I can go to church and I can hear some good music and eat some good tacos and then go home and have a good, warm, fuzzy feeling. God wants to do some business with you. God wants to reach into every area of your heart, of the internal space that's within you. and he wants to fill it completely, fully with his light in every single area of your life. And that is what it means to follow God. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you silence the enemy. Allow a simple picture of light filling the entire area of your heart be the thing that you're looking at that silences that thought that's within your head that says, no, that little area of darkness, that sin, it's really not that big of a deal. Just remember, he wants your whole heart. He wants all of it, and he wants it to be filled completely with him. Amen? Amen. Let's go ahead and pray, and I'm gonna invite Thunderstorm back up. But as we pray, I'm going to ask you tonight that if you felt the Lord speaking to you tonight, if there was something that I said that resonated with you, because that's where we're at, if something's resonating with you, I ask that you do some business with the Lord. If you've never responded to the gospel, if you've never really taken God seriously and taken that real next step of faith to really walk deeper with the Lord, we have a prayer table set up over here to the left. I'd invite you to go talk with somebody at the prayer table. And if you're not ready to do that, and maybe you just need to do some quiet time of reflecting and praying with the Lord with certain things that are going on, ask that as we continue on tonight, that you take some time to reflect and think. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, I thank you so much for everybody who's here. I thank you to the place that you've brought us to. Father, I pray that as we looked at this psalm and David just wrote, the glory of your creation declares your beauty. And who are we that you would even consider us, that you would even think of us? But for some reason, Lord, you have chosen to give us dominion over all that you've created. As we have that, Father, we pray that by the very nature of your Spirit filling us, when we confess what we've done, Lord, that you fill our whole heart with light, and may we walk with you as simple babies and infants in our understanding, Father, in the innocence of a child, Father, in your name. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner, no.